Yeah, it's a black walnut cabinet that I made out of wood that was a tree we cut down. And my brother and I cut it into planks, and we had wood shop rigged up and had a planer, so we could clean it all up. And it was just really a piece of scrap. But the VFO was actually the tube version. The SP-102 that's in the picture has the solid-state version of that, what they call the LMO, the linear master oscillator. But I found that tube-based unit out of a broken-down SP-101 that I saw at a ham fest, and I thought, well, if that VFO works, that's what I want. And I modified it to work with the SP-102, and that worked sweet. It was really cool. But yeah, I made a cabinet, and it was an aluminum panel that I rubbed with steel wool to get the grainy look to it, and I bought the plastic parts for the dial and built it into that wooden case.
Yeah, roger that. It looks really nice. I think that's a really cool idea, and it's nice to be able to blend two hobbies, you know, the electronics and communications hobby with the woodworking. And that's really sweet. I like it. I thought it was really cool. But I took like a second look at it. I looked at it and I said, oh, here's what he's got. And then I went, hey, what the heck's different about that? So anyway, no, that's nice. And by the way, I really like the old SB series heat kit stuff. And it was always very good. I mean, yeah, you're right, tubes and all that. But look, it was good stuff. And it was really well, it was easy to fix. It was easy to keep running, easy to tune up, and worked really, really well. Plus, there was a lot of band spread the way they did the their oscillator. So, you know, it was kind of reminiscent, if you will, of the old Collins stuff that had the 200 kilohertz VFOs. Anyhow, we need to sort of station. Today, I guess that would be considered an old-school station, but a damn nice one. And did you build it yourself, by the way?